Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
没错，这些英文原版书呢，都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶。赶快去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运 ，Good luck！ So Nora, how was your New Year's Eve?
It was great. I celebrated it with my friends in the downtown area. 我当天呢，其实就是跟朋友在市中心，在五一广场那边庆祝的。
How was it? I heard it was pretty crowded.
Oh yeah, it was all packed. 简直就是人山人海，挤满了人呀、
啊！哎，人太多了，对吧？那这里呢，我们就学一个表达 ，pack， 它是一个动词，表示挤，表示塞。比如说，我包里面塞了好多东西，就是 my bag is packed with a lot of stuff. 所以满满当当塞满了很多人，也可以用 packed 这个单词来表示。
对，所以以后我们说人山人海啊，千万不要真的就按照中文翻译、mm-hmm. People mountain, people sea. 那我们其实就可以用到刚刚的这个表达 It's all packed.
对，那其实新年我们能够在外面庆祝，感觉还是多亏于国内的疫情防控的好啊。
That's right. Even Wuhan, once the world's epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak, now saw large crowds taking to the streets to ring in the new year.
Yeah, downtown Wuhan was flooded with people gathered in the city center to celebrate as balloons were released into the air.
没错，成千上万人，他们都聚集在武汉，听着钟声被敲响，然后一起就放飞了气球。在倒计时的时刻呢，他们高呼新年快乐，一片喜庆祥和的景象。
对，那在这里呢，我们还学到一个表达 be flooded with people. Flood 作为名词表示潮水的意思，那么作为动词可以表示淹没。Be flooded with people, 也就是表示被人群所淹没了，也就是人山人海，对吧？
嗯，其实像武汉这样子的跨年夜大肆庆祝的景象啊，在全球的疫情背景下，可以说是非常的来之不易了。因为在很多其他国家，这个新年与往年相比是格外冷清的。
没错，很多国家的大型庆祝活动都全部被取消了。
Yeah, for example, New Year's Eve bar drop celebration in Times Square for the first time in 100 years was held without the usual huge crowd due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
Ball drop celebration 就是纽约时代广场的新年水晶球降落仪式，这也是人们百年来首次，人们被禁止在纽约时代广场跨年狂欢。
那他们也看不了这个新年的水晶球降落仪式了。
对，所以整个时代广场就非常的冷清。It became a ghost town with no crowd to count down the seconds into New Year.
对，就是感觉跨年夜变成了一个鬼城。那其实不仅仅是在美国，我之前在英国参加的这些跨年狂欢活动以及烟花秀啊，到了今年也是毫无悬念的被取消了。
所以今年这个新年呢，对于世界上其他地方的人来说，与往年有了很大的不同。
Right. So, Jen, what kind of New Year's Eve traditions do you have in your family?
我们家嘛，一般就比较宅，就是会做一顿好吃的，然后看一看各个卫视跨年夜的晚会。
I see. 其实大部分的中国家庭都是这样，然后打打麻将啊。
对。Well, I know it sounds pretty boring, but actually, there are many unique New Year's Eve traditions from around the world.
Well, that's true. 比如说我在苏格兰的时候啊、mm-hmm. 他们的跨年习俗我觉得就非常的特别。
So, in today's podcast, we're going to talk about the New Year's Eve traditions in the Scotland.
我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Nora, I guess you have so much to say about the New Year's Eve traditions in Scotland.
没错，其实我当时在苏格兰留学嘛，就亲身体验了一些庆祝活动，感觉还是挺难忘的。
Yeah, I can imagine. It must have been so special and unforgettable.
是的，首先呢，我记得那边的新年啊，不叫做 New Year。有一个单独的苏格兰的词代表新年，就是 Hogmanay. It means the celebration of the Scottish New Year.
那 Hogmanay 的庆祝有什么比较特别的地方呢？
Well, Edinburgh's Hogmanay is where the world come to party, and it's said to be as huge a celebration as ever.
哇，所以说爱丁堡有世界上最大的新年庆祝活动。
他们自己官方是这么说的。那么 Hogmanay 在庆祝活动的时候呢，通常是从傍晚进行到半夜。You know, the evening will be packed full of activities with bands, DJs, street performers, dancers, and acrobats taking to the streets.
Acrobats 就是杂技演员的意思。所以在跨年夜当晚，街上就会有各种各样的活动表演可以去观看。
Yeah, and there will be fireworks displayed at the Edinburgh Castle. Also, the street party there was just so incredible and unforgettable.
Street party, 就是人们直接在街上开 party 吗？
Yeah, people will gather on the street, singing, dancing, drinking, to celebrate.
Wow, sounds so fun.
It is. And another tradition often practiced during the Scottish New Year,are the bonfires and fire festivals.
Bonfires 就是篝火的意思，所以庆祝那天呢会有很多的篝火，对吧？
Yeah, Edinburgh has its own torchlight procession. Thousands of people take to the streets with flaming torches.
Procession 就是队伍游行的意思，所以 torchlight procession 也就是火把游行。
没错，就有很多人他们都会举着火把上街，特别壮观。而且我第一次去那边的时候，我就以为是那种奇奇怪怪的就是什么
仪式，
对，
邪教仪式，
对，就很奇怪了。And actually, fire is at the center of the Hogmanay celebrations.
哎，那火是苏格兰节日庆典的一个非常重要的元素啊。哎，不过这是为什么呢？
Well, its fire festival may have Viking origins. The use of fire to purify and drive away evil spirits is an ancient idea.
那么 pure 我们知道是净化的意思。Purify 就是 pure 的动词形式，就是表示动词的净化。 Drive away 一个动词词组表示驱赶。
对，那么在古代呢，他们就认为火可以起到净化的作用，而且可以驱逐邪恶的神灵。那么这个习俗其实来源于维京文化。
I see. Is it free to join the celebration events?
Well, you need to purchase a ticket.But this year is kind of different.
Because of COVID-19?
Yeah, 一般参加 Hogmanay 呢是需要买票的，但是因为今年疫情的影响嘛，买了票都没有办法参加。Because the plans for the Edinburgh Street Party have been called off.
在这里呢，我们学到一个动词词组 call off, 就是取消的意思。
对，那取消其实还有一个表达也可以，就直接说 cancel, 也是取消。
Yeah, so we can also say the plans for the street party have been cancelled.
Yeah, in fact,Another tradition of the Scottish New Year has been forbidden as well.
What is it?
First footing.
First footing? 第一只脚吗？这是什么东西啊？
其实指的是走亲访友串门了。This is the first person to enter a house in the New Year. The first foot could bring luck for the whole year to come.
就是按照当地的习俗，除夕当夜过后呢，朝屋子里迈进第一只脚的人预示着一年的运气。
对，不过要注意的一点就是你一定要记得带礼物给主人，因为只有这样子才能够给主人在新的一年带来好运气。
Right, so don't go first footing without a gift for your host.
Exactly. 那其实每个国家都有自己的庆祝新年的方式和习俗，不管是世界上哪个国家，大家都对新的一年充满着美好的期待。
Yeah, and I hope we can defeat the coronavirus soon so we can celebrate the way it was.
那么今天的节目就到这里结束了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。
同时还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。
对，这个活动呢非常适合真正想要提高英语水平的同学，限量200个名额，想报名免费体验的就赶紧去微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。